Welcome back, NHL Morning Skate. Gord Stelic, Scott Laughlin with you. A full slate of NHL action because Martin Luther King Day will start at 12 noon with the first of 10 games today. And also a lot going on about honoring Willie O'Ree's debut in the National Hockey League and many other initiatives going on that way. Lindsay Artkin is president of the NHL Coaches Association. And, of course, a lot of initiatives out there to help females, to help other minorities get a chance to coach at the highest level possible. And she joins Gord Stelic and Scott Laughlin this morning. How are you doing today, Lindsay?
I'm doing well, thanks, Gord. Scott, thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, so people might say, wait a sec, president of the NHL Coaches Association, shouldn't that be Joel Quenneville or Rick Tocchet or somebody like that? So explain the connection there that you have also with the many great initiatives that you're undertaking.
Yeah, so the NHL Coaches Association probably isn't known by a lot of your listeners, but what we do is we're here to actually support all of the active NHL coaches day-to-day in what we term non-hockey operations. So all the behind-the-scenes stuff like their pensions and their health benefits, that kind of thing. But beyond that, leveraging all of the experience and knowledge from our 200-plus NHL coaches, we set up a number of initiatives that help to develop that next generation of NHL coach. And that's where the female coaches program and our BIPOC diversity coaches program that you just touched on come in.
Lindsay, nice to speak with you here on Martin Luther King Day, the anniversary of Willie O'Ree's historic National Hockey League debut. I know the NHL Coaches Association has officially signed on to the NHL's Declaration of Principles. Tell us about that, because it was announced a couple of years ago that the NHL had come up with the Declaration of Principles. Tell us about what that all entails.
Yeah, so we're excited to now officially sign on to the Declaration of Principles and formalize, you know, our joint commitment with the league to really create an environment within the sport that is inclusive at all levels and for all involved. So all stakeholders, whether it's players, parents, coaches, referees, the NHL clubs themselves, and, you know, the formalization of coming on to the DOP is really our joint commitment to this goal.
Kind of an interesting year in that sense. I noticed a female official was one of them picked in the final last night in the NFC game. You've got a general manager now with the Los Angeles Dodgers. You've had some step in as interim head coaches on the NBA side. One even kicked a field goal on the National Football League side. So they may be small steps in some ways, but they're significant steps over the past year.
They definitely are, and it's been great to see. I feel like the past year and even what's coming up in the pipeline for 2021 is really exciting in terms of advancements for gender equality within the professional sports leagues. We've yet to see a female coach behind an NHL bench, and that's one of the reasons that we've set up some of these initiatives to help develop female coaches, to give them that opportunity.
And Lindsay, you look at it too, and I had a chance to talk to Teresa Feaster a couple of weeks back after she and Team USA won the gold medal at the World Junior Hockey Championship out in Edmonton. And of course, Teresa making history in the fact that she was the first coach on a U.S. national junior team, and then she became the first coach to win a gold medal on the U.S. national junior team as well. When you see situations like this and those that Gord just brought up with you a couple of moments ago, it's got to be very, very influential in terms of the young girls coming up through the ranks, playing this great sport, and eventually getting the opportunity, if they want to do it, to get behind the bench.
It is really encouraging to start to see women in those roles. Certainly, you know, it falls into the whole mentality of you need to see it to be it, right? So those examples that you touched on, certainly within hockey, but in the NFL and other professional sports too, just having women in those roles, whether it's refereeing, coaching, whatever position they may be taking, sets, you know, the expectation that girls coming up can be whatever they want to be, and they can hopefully continue to break barriers. You know, it's a bit funny seeing the misconception within hockey where men can coach men and women's teams, but the misconception is women can only coach women. So seeing Teresa, you know, at the World Juniors and take home the gold was just incredible.
So, Teresa, so a couple of initiatives. One is about the female coaches development program. You have 50 female coaches from across North America there. Then a coaches program to specifically support Black, Indigenous, and coaches of color in other areas. There's 30 coaches in that program. You mentioned the candidates. So can people log on or somewhere find out how you can become a candidate, or they brought to your attention, or how do you go about, you know, finding these people that you want to give this kind of boost to?
Yeah, so the female coaches program was specifically, candidates were selected in partnership with many of the NHL teams. So it was important to us that we had representation from across North America. And so we had over 20 NHL teams select one or two female coaches from within their local market to take part in the program. And then that combined with our own network of female coaches, many at the NCAA and Canadian university level, that's where the 50 female coaches within the program came from. And then for our BIPOC coaches program, which is, you know, the Black, Indigenous, and People of Color program, we really work with Kim Davis and her team at the NHL and the Hockey is for Everyone program to identify centers of influence across North America from visible minority coaches and brought them into the program and then had them introduce us to their network as well, so that we really could get representation across, you know, not just North America, but different levels. So the coaches in those two programs really range from, you know, junior youth girls hockey, all the way up to the ECHL or the other developmental leagues like the AHL.
And former National Hockey League Joel Ward, who just wrapped up his career not that long ago, he's also a product of the program, right? He's kind of jumped into a position in the American Hockey League, right?
He has, yep. He just took an assistant coaching role with Vegas's AHL affiliate. So that was a great, great move for him. We're super thrilled that he is with them now. And on the female side, too, just back in December, the Hershey Bears hired a female video coach to join their organization as well. So movement on both sides.
Curious your background. Like, were you interested in like playing hockey, coaching hockey, all these kind of things? What's your background?
Never played hockey, never coached hockey. I actually have a finance background. That's where I spent the majority of my career before moving into a role with the NHL Coaches Association about 4 years ago, and have been in the role now as president for just over 2 years. So I think, you know, my colleague, our executive director, Mike Hirschfeld, and I, we both come from the business world, don't have any hockey experience, but, you know, we're surrounded by 200 NHL coaches, not physically these days, but day in and day out, and rely on their experience when it comes to sort of the hockey side of things. But really, you know, what we've done is step into the association and formalize a lot of these different initiatives to help the development of that next generation of NHL coach.
Yeah, just your thoughts too, Lindsay, because today, obviously, you know, it's MLK Day, and people are observing and celebrating the great Martin Luther King Jr., and you've got Willie O'Ree, who jumped into the NHL in his debut against Montreal on this day back in 1958, and, you know, everybody loves Willie, and we know what kind of a guy he is. He's done some great work along with the NHL the last couple of decades. Just your thoughts on Willie and what he accomplished back in 1958, because it was a complete game changer, I think, for hockey.
It was, and I mean, it's a testament to the steps that he took back then, how we're all still celebrating his accomplishments and those milestones today. And, you know, we've been working behind the scenes with the NHL to find a significant moment to announce our commitment to the Declaration of Principles. And today, you know, on MLK Day, in honoring Willie O'Ree, it just was the right time to come out with this announcement to formalize coming on to the DOP. And, you know, there's a lot of change that still needs to happen, you know, not just in hockey, across other professional sports as well, and the world as a whole. And Willie was fearless in the steps that he took in, you know, breaking many barriers, and we're excited to, you know, continue to do that going forward.
Yeah, Lindsay, because you mentioned about you and the coaches supporting, and it's great too. Gary Bettman, you know, really reached out to Willie O'Ree years ago, really got to appreciate what he had accomplished. And I know Gary Bettman was thrilled to be inducted in the Hall of Fame the same year as Willie O'Ree. So, I mean, it's not quite Jackie Robinson in some ways about how it all came about. It's kind of a little bit later on to get this kind of appreciation, and what a wonderful individual he is.
I haven't met him personally, but everything I've heard from those who have been around him and fortunate to play with him and work with him after his career, you know, he just sounds like an incredible human, and we're really excited to honor, you know, his courageousness and hopefully continue steps forward by announcing the signing on today.
Well, I know, like everybody as well, like you mentioned, graduates from your program, a woman with the Hershey Bears. We mentioned also about early Joel Ward with the Henderson Silver Knights. Now, if we can just move forward with COVID, right, the challenges like we all face, and get everyone back on the ice, that'll be a great step moving ahead for your benefit, your initiatives, and everybody else.
Definitely. I mean, I'm sure we're all enjoying watching NHL games being played again and excited even more for the return of a more normal NHL experience, hopefully, in seasons to come. So we're, you know, it's both of these programs have had to be run completely virtually for the past year, all over Zoom. And I'm really looking forward to when we can all get together in person, meet all of the coaches in person, face-to-face, and just continue to, you know, help coaches develop in their careers.
So, Lindsay, our Thursday insider is Bruce Boudreau. If he wants to check on his pension, should I tell him to call you?
Yes, he knows how to get a hold of us.
I would think he does. I think a lot of people do. Well, again, congratulations on all the great initiatives and programs. All the best with that. And certainly on a day like today, great to acknowledge and get the profile and see that we're moving forward. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Gordon, Scott. Take care.
Lindsay Artkin joining us. And yeah, interesting. So the NHL Coaches Association, so it is, Scott, the 31 big coaches and all their assistants and that are there. But then through Lindsay, other initiatives they've put in place and basically left it with her and whatever staff to administer and implement them.